Alright, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Tech Texas. Let's get into this podcast. So, I got jollies, you know. I'm always chewing jollies, one way or another. So, yeah. But anyways, this one's an interesting story, right? So, this happened 3 weeks ago, not 2 weeks now. So, it was Christmas or whatever, right? Actually, my bad. Yeah, it was a little bit before Christmas, though. And one of the guys I knew at my workplace, right, he was helping out with trees and all that, right, because it's Christmas. So he's helping out and blah, 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 right, and he's got his certain workstation where he has to put, like, platforms for the trees or whatever, that way they don't fall, you know. And so he was usually busy with that, right, and keep in mind, this guy, like, does that on, like, he does that for the most part every hour. It's like nonstop until he gets his lunch, right? And then it's like back to the grind again. So he's doing his job and all that, right? And he decides to go take a smoke, right? And I join him, like, you know, I'm not smoking or whatever, but, you know, I'm like, hey, what's up and all that. And we're just talking a bit, right? And so after I leave, apparently this dude ended up smoking a blunt, right? Which is so stupid. Like, why would you do that on fucking, you know, work grounds? Like, seriously. Like, I understand you want to do that at home, right? That makes sense. But when you do it at work, you're just proving yourself more stupid, right? Keep in mind, this guy's like 35 or whatever, right? And it's just like, bro, like, I'm young here. You're the one who's supposed to be making smart choices, right? But nah, he didn't, right? I was like, damn, alright, right? And keep in mind, no one really knew this besides one guy who, like, joined in afterwards, and this guy I had beef with, but that's just for another, you know, story time. But regardless, so this guy, like, he just does his blunt or whatever, and he's like, alright, you know, cool, right? And I don't see him tripping out, you know. Usually when the guys come in, like, when we're doing our money and all that, these guys come in, they close all the doors and all that. And then it's like, hey, they're just chilling. Okay, cool, right? So this guy, he comes in. I don't even notice that he's, like, high or anything, right? He looks pretty normal. Excuse me. I choked on a jolly. So, what's it called? Damn. Oh, my God. Ah. I'm good. So then next day, you know, comes around, like, and I'm, you know, at work and all that. I clocked in, blah, blah, blah. And I asked my boss, hey, where's the dude, right? You know, let's call him Jack, right? Where's Jack? And he says, oh, Jack's not here. It's like, why isn't Jack not here? And he's like, Jack never called in to work or whatever. He never called in, like, sick or, you know, something like that. And I was like, damn, that just sucks, right? And usually is like, if you don't call in, right, to tell these people what's going on, then you're out of a job. You're, like, fired immediately. It's like, wow, okay. And keep in mind, I just learned that, right? Like, you know, not before I quit, but rather, like, that day, I learned about that. I was like, wow, okay, crap, you know? Because, honestly, I had, like, a whole thing going on that Saturday, right? And I did tell my boss about it, right? But, you know, because my supervisor kind of guilt-tripped me into just being, you know, there that day, I was like, fuck it, I'll be there, right? So I asked my boss, hey, so what would have happened if I called you and said, you know, hey, I'm busy? He's like, oh, nothing. We would have just moved you to another day of work. I was like, okay, that's fine, right? Because I'm thinking, like, hey, if I'm, like, busy and all that, right, these dudes might fire me for that. I was like, oh, no. But luckily, I didn't get fired. But, yeah, this dude ended up, like, doing some shit at work, right? Because he didn't feel good, apparently. But I guess that was that day I was there because, you know, if he didn't feel good, then he didn't call, right? And then he didn't tell his boss, hey, I'm not feeling good, right? So, honestly, that's just poor planning right there. But it's crazy, like, come on, man. I mean, do it at home, don't do it at work, like, come on, dude. Anyways, that's it. That's part one of L's at the job. Yeah, L's at the job. Fuck it. Let's just put it like that. L's at the job. So that guy got fired, unfortunately. So yeah, sucks. But anyways, I'll see y'all next one. Peace.